Jason Hutchison is the president and CEO of the Greater Burlington Partnership, and Jason is joining me. We're talking about a very special foundation, a community foundation. We've talked about this in the past, but the community foundation, I think, it's a good idea to remind people what exactly it is, because I think people really... Community Foundation, it's sort of like goes right by, right over the top of most people's heads. What exactly is a Community Foundation, Jason?
It is a concept that does kind of go over folks' heads. But, you know, Steve, you feature so many great, worthy causes on your show almost every day. And so when you look at the community, there are so many needs. There are so many great things. How do we fund all of the things that we need to do and the things that we want to do? Because government will probably never have enough money to do everything that we want to accomplish. And fundraising is really, really difficult for lots of worthy causes out there,
okay,
right?
Okay, so what does the Community Foundation do and who manages it?
So the Community Foundation, it seeks to help fund these worthy causes out there by building permanent assets. So when you think about a check that you write to a charity, Steve, you maybe you give them $100, they go out and they spend that $100 and then it's gone. It works a little bit different with the Community Foundation, where that $100 goes into what we call an endowed fund, and that $100 is invested, and then the earnings from that fund go to support the worthy causes.
Aha, okay, sort of like the in a small way, sort of like the Nobel Prize, because basically that's all been funded by the accrued interest that has been generated from the original donation from Alfred Nobel. A little tiny bit of back trivia for you there.
Well, I did not know that, but that is good to know. But we have a great example of that here in Burlington with the Witte Foundation.
Yeah, exactly.
And you think about what the Witte Foundation has done, and that was a source of funding that was created, and the earnings from that have just helped fund so many things. So the Community Foundation is about creating lots of Witte Foundations, right?
Okay, so how does someone, in terms of making a donation, what are the advantages and what obviously the community gains by having you donate to the Community Foundation, but how do you do it? What do you do?
Yeah, so there are different ways to give support to the Community Foundation and the various funds. So there are different nonprofit organizations that have funds with the Community Foundation, and those funds are set up just to support that specific nonprofit. For instance, the Hope Haven is an example of a local nonprofit organization that has an endowed fund with us. So specific gifts to that fund will help support Hope Haven forever, right?
Wow, okay.
But there are other funds that are in the name of a family, let's say, and the family wanted to do, they didn't necessarily want to give to just one cause, they want to give to a variety of causes, and so they may set up an endowed fund in their family's name that would generate different grants each and every year into perpetuity for the causes that that family really supported.
Okay, so where does most of the dollars that are generated through the Community Foundation go? You mentioned Hope Haven. I mean, can you give me an idea? Is it for causes that are long-term causes and short-term causes?
Yeah, all of the above. And so when you think, each dollar that's given is intended to be in that kind of in the principal fund forever, right? And so we take those earnings, and those earnings can be used for, when you set up the fund, you kind of decide, do I want these to go to these specific causes, or do I want to make decisions each and every year about where those dollars go? So as an example, we had a fund that was established a couple of years ago called the Marvin R. Michelson Fund. He was a bachelor, and when he passed away, his siblings knew that he loved Burlington so much that they set up a fund in his name. And that money goes to four different causes each and every year. So there were four things that he really appreciated about this community, and his fund goes to it. We hold a grant ceremony and write a check each year to those four things.
Okay, so and I would imagine it would be one of those things that an end of life. I mean, people that are moving on, that are near the end of their life, and they're looking at making a worthy contribution, utilizing some of the assets that they've accrued over their lifetime. This would be a wonderful thing for a family to do, and it sounds like that's exactly what is being done.
It certainly is. But you know what? The other thing that we want to get the word out about, Steve, is that you don't have to wait until end of life.
Right.
For
okay.
That. And you know, typically when you think endowed funds, you think, oh, that's a lot of money. And it is true that our minimum fund size is around $10,000. And since you work in radio, Steve, you'd have no problem writing that one-time $10,000 check. But a lot of folks, that seems like kind of a high hurdle, right?
Right.
And so we have something new called the Acorn Fund. And the Acorn Fund says, you know what, let's plant the seed today and watch that fund grow. So you can start that with a pledge to do $1,000 a year, which comes out to about $83 a month for 10 years. And then over 10 years, you build up that family fund in your family's name at a much more affordable rate for most folks.
And what are there other specific tax advantages? We know that obviously charitable donations, but are there specific tax advantages for this fund?
In Iowa, because the Iowa legislature wanted to see community foundations grow because they really believe in the power of those foundations, they set up something called the Endow Iowa Tax Credit. And essentially, any gift to an endowed fund in the community foundation is eligible for a 25% tax credit. So different than a deduction where you just kind of deduct
right.
that from your income, this is a tax credit. So you actually get a certificate in the mail from the Iowa Department of Revenue for 25% of your gift that you can claim against your Iowa taxes.
All right. So you get there's tax advantages in it. And again, you said you can get started small or you can get started a little larger if you wish. But who do you go see?
Yeah. So you can check out more information at the website at CF. Which stands for Community Foundation, CFDMC, Community Foundation of
Des Moines County.
You can check that out, or you can call the partnership office at 752-6365 to learn more.
All right, learn more. The Community Foundation, helping the community in many ways and keeping those funds, I guess what, keeping those funds going and working instead of just simply languishing, so to speak. All right. The Community Foundation of Des Moines County, CFDMC.org. Find out everything you need. And Jason Hutchison, thank you so much for joining us today.
Steve, thank you.